Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Michael Knight, a health and wellness company. I'm an educator, author, speaker, and nurse, and most importantly, very passionate about healthy and balanced living. You know that all my episodes have to do with ESPM, emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical health. And this is another one we're talking, we are having a 15-point series about stress, how to reduce stress and improve health. And you know the two are interrelated. So today we're actually going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about how money affects stress. And I'm just giving a few highlights in what I have experienced during my life to let you think what is affecting you and how is it affecting you and what can you do about it? How can you solve that issue not to get stressed out about everything all the time? So again, today's title is How Does Money Affect Stress? My first question to you is, what is your relationship with money? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Are you getting frustrated about situations? Do you never have enough money? And when I talk about those questions, I relate them to your daily life. If you're married and you have a spouse and maybe children, can you put food on the table each and every day so everybody has enough to eat? And when I say enough, that means what the daily recommendation is and not to gorge ourselves or to stuff ourselves. Just a normal, healthy amount of balanced meals. So that is one question. You know, if you hate that you can't provide, it affects you and it actually gets you to a different level. So let's go to the next one. Now, let me tell you, money is neither good nor bad. And I'm saying that because I experienced it. I thought and I heard way back when, well, having too much money is not good because it makes you whatever. No, it's not true. It has to do with your relationship to money and what you make out of it and how it affects you. It's how we look at it that it affects us. So I asked, how do you feel about money? How's your relationship with it? How's your attitude towards money? Do you feel like you get what you deserve? Do you feel you're paid what you're worth? Do you feel like, oh, you need more, you never have enough? What is your attitude towards it? Is it good for you? Is it something that keeps you balanced and grounded, or is it something that lets you live frivolously? Think about it. How much do you need to have the must-haves in your daily life for the bare necessities? That's a question I've been asking myself many a times, because there are moments where I think, man, I'm rich. Man, I'm poor. Oh, I'm just average. Well, that is not even a real true reflection on the money. It's the way my attitude is and how I feel. So we need to differentiate between those questions. So how much do we need or do you need to have the must-haves in your daily life for the bare necessities? Well, I would say it's so you can actually have food on the table, clothes on the back, a roof over the head, and hopefully have a good job, one that you like, so you love to go to work instead of something that you hate, because that adds even more stress. Do you have a budget? When you get your paycheck, do you know what goes for what? Do you put the money aside for the bills you need to pay? Do you have an idea how much every bill is a month? be it utilities, be it transportation, be it insurances, be it medical, dental, vision, whatever it is. Not all of us are fully insured for everything that we don't have any co-pays, but sometimes even the monthly payments we make so we do not have co-pays can affect us. So assuming you have a budget, do you stick to your budget? Do you allow money to stress you out? Or how does stress manifest itself when you don't have enough money? So those are all questions I would like you to ponder, to think about, and come up with solutions for you. It's your life. It's your money. It's your stress. It's your everything. So what can you do for you, yourself, your family, to avoid the stress? Let me give you some signs of financial stress. I know of many people who are living from paycheck to paycheck, and they're always stressed out because they have more days than money. And that is actually a sad thing. So when we actually budget what we can spend per day by first subtracting what the necessities are that we have to get to survive, or hopefully more to live a balanced life and a healthy life, and then the rest divided up so we don't go overboard. Have a list to go grocery shopping instead of just walking the aisle and picking up anything we like. Those are all things that can help us, adding some structure to our life to be more healthy and balanced and happy. Those three are so important. Well, signs of financial stress are also not having enough food on the table, or not being able to go buy a pair of new shoes when the old ones have a hole in the sole and you can't repair them anymore, or to get clothes when you need them. The old ones are worn out, have too many holes. They cannot be mended anymore. They're not acceptable in the workplace where you work. Now, it does not mean that you always have to go to the store and buy the most expensive and the newest clothing. Sometimes it works just as well or even better to go to a thrift store or a Salvation Army store or a secondhand store where they have garments that are perfect. They have maybe been used once or twice, then have been washed or dry cleaned and given to the place for sale so they can help somebody. And they sell them, the store sells them at an extremely reduced price. So again, it's to be wise on how you spend your money so you can reduce stress. When you can go, we have a really amazing store here in Long Beach that I like to go to. My husband went there all the time to buy his father stuff when we took care of him for the last 6 years of his life. It's called the St. Vincent, and it's on Temple and PCH if you're in the Long Beach area. They have so many amazing things for incredibly low prices. And this has helped us tremendously to keep our cost at a level that we could afford in taking care of my father-in-law, my husband's father, without having to go and reach out for supplemental payments from the government. We did everything on our own because we found ways of how to be frugal, how to spend the money the way it needs to be spent, to get the most out of it, and to get actually the benefits from it. So I also have a couple of things on how you can reduce financial stress besides having a budget. Create an emergency fund account. You know, it doesn't matter how much you put in. As long as you put in if you get paid weekly, every week, a few dollars, hopefully you can put $5 or $10 a week in it. Maybe you can put more in it. I don't know how much you earn. You're the person who knows it. And then also have a savings account. You never, ever, ever touch the emergency fund unless you have no more savings and you can't pay what you need to pay out of the budget that you have made. So having given you those few suggestions, those signs of stress, financial stress, and the way it affects you, it makes you sick. As I'm repeating in just about every show, 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related. They're due to stress. And America spends over $300 billion a year for stress-related issues. So knowing that, why don't we take charge of our lives? I know I am. Are you? Are you willing to make the changes it takes so you do not experience financial stress for everything? Cut out what you don't need, absolutely. Like sweets, like cigarettes, like some other thing, going to the movie theater all the time, having the highest and the best TV program when you can get it lower at some other areas. These are always, I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'm saying look into it, figure it out so you can reduce your stress and feel happy, healthy, and balanced. I had a free gift in there, and it looks like it did not take, so let me see if I can give you the link right now so you know what it is. Let me see. Okay, the link that I wanted to give you was www.businessnewsdaily.com, that's all in one word, then /2419-money-worry-health.html. Again, the free gift is information that you can find on how to make things better for you and less stressful at www.businessnewsdaily.com/2419-money-worry-health.html. So our time is up. My contact information is either www.mickelknight.com, that's MICLKNIGHT.com, or dythompson@mickelknight.com if you want to send me an email, or you can send me a text or a voicemail at 562-335-4956. There is also an exercise I can share with you that might help you. I know it helped me tremendously. That's write a letter to money with your dominant hand. Then put the pen down. Take a couple of seconds, a deep breath. Put the pen in your non-dominant hand and have money respond to you with what it has to say. Then put the just for a few minutes. You can set a timer and give it 5 minutes or 3 minutes or something. Then set the pen down, and then put it back in your dominant hand and write your acknowledgement to money and what you have learned. So these are just a few things to help you restructure your days, to help you reduce your financial stress, and to allow you to start living a happy, healthy, and balanced life. This is Denise Thompson, saying goodbye, have a fabulous week, and until next week. And next week we're going to talk about how does stress affect children. So start looking for it, and I wish you all the best. Be blessed, and until next week, Thursday at 11 a.m. Goodbye.